right. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Homeschool episode. Holy hell, what is it?
52?
52, I believe. Yeah.
That's 52. A year's worth of podcasting.
It is. 52
Congratulations.
Weeks.
Congratulations.
We made it. And in honor of that,
we didn't
write any jokes. Again.
We wrote jokes like 50 weeks in a row, pretty much.
Yeah.
At least like 48 weeks in a row. That's pretty good.
That is really good. And,
and then we sold out two theaters.
Yeah, it just really got to our heads, and we're like, we don't need any more
jokes.
We don't
need a podcast. Well, now I'm trying to work out all this new stuff too. So,
yeah, well, and that's great. And you gotta. What are you gonna do? Go do the things that is gonna, like, are you gonna? Do you care if people see what you've been doing? Do you after it releases, or what do you? What's your?
Because
right, it's gonna be a while.
Yeah.
So for now, you're good.
Yeah, I think you just start with dropping the jokes you're tired of telling, or that don't smoothly necessarily go together.
Okay.
Or, you know, I'm thinking like Thursdays at Laughs will be a showcase night usually now, and so I think that's a nice
Hop
comfortable home place, home club I can go bomb at. And,
right.
Because I want to do it on Steve's tour a little bit, but I also
right
don't want to necessarily eat shit.
Right.
But I wanted to this weekend. I was in Nashville at the Comedy Bar.
You wanted to eat shit this weekend.
Yeah. I did want to eat shit.
Well, you had an afternoon show. That's,
well, I did. How did you hear about
got
that?
Got your wish.
Oh, God.
The club told me.
Oh, yeah. They
won't respond to my email about getting booked there. Yeah. But, hey, your friend really,
really stunk
shit.
It up. Well, the Comedy Bar was fun. It was kind of funny because I packed a bunch of merch and I was getting my cameras and then, but I kind of had a feeling. I was like, I think this is like a small club where I won't have a chance to really set up anywhere.
Okay.
And then in that lucky, I woke up late. And so by the time my Uber showed up, I was like, I'm not getting to the airport in time to check my bag.
Okay.
So I just brought the carry on.
Okay.
And then I was right. I mean, it was sold out, but it was like, it's a half pizza restaurant, you know?
Okay.
So,
same as in Chicago.
Okay, same thing.
Geno's East.
So there wasn't really a spot to really set up.
Okay.
Camera or merch. And then they only, and I was going to be like, oh, perfect. 45 minutes. I can work out tons of stuff. And then I show up and they're like, yeah, you should do like 25.
That's right.
And so I was like, well, there goes like 10 minutes of stuff I was going to try out. But
and then
also,
you don't really get your legs under yourself to be able to do new and you're only doing 25.
Yeah.
And you can, but.
You can.
First time headlining.
But
club,
you gotta do well for 10 to 15. And you gotta squeeze it in the middle, the shit sandwich. And then you gotta close strong.
Right.
But you gotta recover from all the bad jokes you just did. So it takes 10 minutes to get them back on your side. But yeah, so then the first night of the openers, it's just a stiff crowd, and I was like, not feeling like it. Bring it out here.
It's the other problem with Medford. We'll get into it, but yeah.
But anyway, so but what's fun is afterwards. Sometimes I forget that, you know, how do you say, like, well, I'm a good comic, and people want to. That, like, we're doing the thing, like, all the openers are hanging with me afterwards,
right.
Where I'm just, like, sitting there having a drink by myself, and they're
right.
Like, tell us about comedy,
and you're like,
Grandpa,
huh?
You know, what was the 90s like, whatever. But it was nice, one of the comics goes, oh, there's a 2 p.m. showcase at Zany's, you should hit this guy up. And I saw that on the calendar, but I was also like, what do I? I don't know this guy really.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of reached out to like John Christ and some other people from Nashville, hoping they'd be like, "Oh, talk to this guy." But
right.
No one did that.
Okay. It's
fucking read my mind over here, but like a woman, you're supposed to solve the problems you don't know. I have. So the guy goes, "Yeah, just come by at whatever, do 5 minutes," and I'm like, "Cool," and then I show up, and he's like. I got you 7. I was like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like planning my set kind of. And, but then I just had a feeling just like being in the crowd. I was like, they seem a little weird.
Okay.
So I was like, I'm gonna, instead of opening on the LaCroix joke, I'll do my University of
School,
Phoenix.
School, yeah.
And then that did just kind of mediocre.
Okay.
And I was like, uh-oh. All
right.
And then
sure
I do my LaCroix joke.
Right.
Just blanks, like not even the slightest chuckle, just blank stares.
Okay.
And a couple people going like, ah, come on.
Oh, interesting.
Like,
all right.
And I'm like, uh-oh.
Nashville is
that's
come,
not good.
Come on, man.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. And so then the next joke does okay. It just is a very up and down set where it's like they kind of like one joke. And I'm like, all right, let's drink, you know, but there's no momentum.
Yeah.
And they just, the very next joke, they'll just stare at me. And so
who was there, anybody in Nashville, like local, was it all Nashville locals?
No, it was a bunch
of
comics that were like, oh, I just moved here. The Brad Sativa guy. And there was one guy from Huntsville that was like a guitar duo.
Oh.
And seemed like cool fellas. And they had a song kind of making fun of Ben Shapiro.
Oh.
And so and this is the thing is like they kind of started out by being like, anyone like Ben Shapiro? And like half the crowd kind of claps, and then they're like, well, you're not going to like the song.
Oh, fun.
And so you could tell that it's just a weird crowd. And I did my like, hey, who's vaccinated? And like half the crowd claps, and then half the crowd's just standing there, and I'm like, oh, fuck. You know? And what
not
I.
Not just clapping, but like booing.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
fuck you. Right. And I wrote a saver line for that, but I just had never needed it.
Yeah, funny.
And then I forgot to do it, which is like some version of like, don't worry, I'm not from the government. I'm not here to track you. Or like
right, right.
Some kind of version of that. And so I was like, oh, that could have maybe saved me.
This isn't a census.
Right, yeah, exactly.
I was just
trying to set up
just
a bit.
One idiot
I'm
curious.
Just trying to set up a joke.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then thought like, and then I can tell just where my landmarks are in my set. I'm like, well, this should be 3 minutes, but I'm like, there's no way it's been 3 minutes. I'm burning because I'm getting literally nothing on some jokes, and I'm going, well, next joke real quick.
Yeah.
And so
you got me seven, huh?
Yeah,
thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks
the
for
five.
That.
My seven is five.
Oh,
now.
I thought you said five.
So then I closed on the schools, you know, the dead kids or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I, looking back, I'm like, I wish I had thought to close on the Confederate statue joke.
Because
if I'm bombing, the setup to that is like, I'll move on to less controversial material.
Yeah.
Confederate statues. And I might have got them with just how hard of a turn that is.
Yeah.
But I didn't. And then they kind of laughed at like the first kid joke, and then the rest of them bombed. And I just went, all right, well, you know. Because that was just the last minute. Like, I need one more minute, you know.
Funny.
Because
the plan was to close on something else, obviously.
I think maybe the mask, the Whole Foods joke, which also got nothing. I would have closed on it if it got something.
Interesting.
If it got a big laugh, I probably would have just been like, cool.
I wonder what was your sense from being there for a weekend of how they feel about COVID and the lockdown.
It's hard to tell because... Yeah. Comedy Bar, I don't know if it's like this in Chicago, but that's like a touristy club.
Tourist club, yeah. So it's Chicago's, yeah.
So there's a main strip. It's kind of got like Scottsdale vibes where they block off six blocks.
Mm-hmm.
And after 8 p.m., it's like...
Austin, too.
It's
just like,
this is madness and...
Right.
There's 17 triple-level bars with rooftops and people are just getting hammered on the street and... It's
nets to catch people who fall off balconies.
They should. I'm surprised like, there's not
like
some
Apple
kind of story like that.
Yeah, huh. Well, here's the thing of like, so I think I have to be careful of like, well, I don't know if it was the right show to do new, you know, because I could come up with an excuse for every show.
Absolutely.
Probably.
Right.
But I do think that like, you know, the 25 minutes, the first time headlining, these are good reasons to not do too much. Because I had a thought in Medford of like, I just got to have, I'm going to have to just work my ass off just to get
just
keep
to
their
be,
attention.
Just to be like,
just to be like, to
treading water.
Yes. And so, but what happens, I think, is so first show, there's this big group of people at the front, and they're nice enough, but three of them are women who are nurses, four, I guess, technically. One was like, okay, and the other three were just not paying attention to anything.
Stick me, daddy, with your needle.
But I think they've had 18 months of, like, a rough go and yeah. tough times and long hours and sadness probably here and there. Sure. And wanted a night out.
Yeah.
And it's like, why'd you come here? Yeah. You wanted to do bullshit yeah. and yeah. do selfies and, yeah. Yeah. And drink and do shots, which is great. That's what yeah. you should want to do. But a comedy show?
Right.
But the rest of their friends clearly wanted to be there.
What are their other options big, in Medford?
That's yeah. fair. There's, I mean, it's better than Everett, but I mean, in terms of options,
yeah, yeah.
But you're, yeah, there's something to be said for that. They were all going out after, and like, you're coming with us, right?
475 tickets in Medford.
Maybe, yeah.
Pat Wilson will be upset, but
she will be. She will be very. I'm never booking here. You here again? Oh,
what rooms
bummer.
Do you have left?
Man. Oh, we'll wait till I do Lincoln City for her because that's yeah, a, good gig, a good gig, and yeah. I got that in October. So, right. But yeah, so. Whatever, but I just went up and I just go, and Dan, I was telling you, Dan yeah. Farley's doing, he was sweating, working his ass off and trying so hard, but there's a ton of crowd work because he kind of has to, and it's going pretty well. There's these two old ladies who are awesome, a mom and her daughter, and they're just dirty, and they're laughing, and he's making fun of them, and that's great, and everybody's loving that. But he has a few things in his act that are like sing-songy or rappy or beatboxy or dance joke.
So he shows that so. He has talent, and then you have to go up on stage go up and be like, hey. I wrote these clever words
yeah, yeah.
specifically.
I can't do different voices. I can't move my body.
In the morning,
and
my neck is stiff.
And they're like, I don't know. Bring back the other guy.
Yeah.
But I just went up, and I like... opened with some whatever, I don't even remember, but like then I put my foot on, because it was there, they were like seated only on one side of the table, like it was just like Last Supper right in front of me with all these chairs unused, and so I put my foot on one of the chairs and I leaned in and I go, this isn't gonna work. And they were like, what? And I was like, this is not gonna work, so if you could stop, that'd be great. And then I just did jokes, and like it was fine for like 20 minutes, and then they were back to it, yeah. And I was like,
"That timer
a little bit more interaction,
always.
Yeah, yeah, ding." And I was like, "All right, a little more talking to you, but not engaging, not crowd working, not giving you attention the way you probably want it."
Yeah.
But also, I just they were so. Yeah, I just get it. They were just not at the right venue for their night out,
mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I didn't want to go too hard at them, so. I didn't, but that was
during
fine.
That 10-20 minutes, did they enjoy the show or did they just ignore you?
I think they just and maybe they peeked just at their phone every once in a while, okay. And maybe whispered and didn't. I mean, because some of their interaction was like just talking about
the joke, repeating the
I don't know if they heard a full joke, yeah. But
said dolphins.
Yeah, remember
Katie? We watched The Bachelor,
Miami. Yeah. But there's this example of a show of like, is new gonna work tonight? Because I mean, but then on the other hand, I feel like, oh, what a perfect place to do new, because who cares?
Yeah.
Booker's not
but
here.
You also
it's their
don't
first
get
night
an
back
accurate
to comedy.
Read on the
true.
Jokes. You get disheartened in them because you're bombing with
true.
Them or whatever.
So doing new is more just to say it out
right,
loud
right.
than it is to get any.
You could
sort
do it
of,
in the mirror and get the same
well.
Reaction.
Yeah, yeah. So I did a little bit of whatever, and then the next night I did a little more, and the next night they were like super quiet for the first three acts. There was a guest spot too, and Dan got them going eventually, and. But like everybody was like, oh, geez, these people are. And I was like, well, you know, it's like I always said as a teacher, like the parent who was like never involved, teachers would be like, they're never involved. They never talk. They never call. They never worry about anything their kid's doing. And then like a parent that like emailed once, they're like, Jesus Christ, will you leave us alone? Would just let us do our jobs. It's like you want this perfect middle ground. And you're just not going to get it. Not going to get it in Medford. And I mean, there's Carl's not there. He's a good host. But he kills, and he's hard. It's like, and everybody, a lot of people come to see him.
Yeah.
So the host said 3 minutes in, one the second night, he heard someone go, "So no Carl?" to the person next to them. And he's like, "I had to hear that, and it was so upsetting." And I was like, yeah, well, you know, it's I love Carl, but I don't mind you're here. You know, I mean, he does a little, there's quite a bit of time. And it was the first weekend back. I mean, I think Carl would have gone ham on this audience and whatever. So he's got kind of control of the room, and nobody else does nothing in terms of like getting people to be quiet or anything. And Julie's really sweet, and she's the manager, but she does things like, like even little things where I'm like, it's like one of those gigs where it's like there's nothing you could do to make it better, and then you're like, there's a couple things you could probably do. One was like, we're sold out. And, great. But they only take reservations. They don't take money in advance. They don't sell tickets in advance. They just take reservations.
Oh, right. They have the and then guy with the envelope, the bank envelope outside.
And Carl's her. It's usually Carl, so it's her. And you got to pay cash.
He's
and only cash only.
Up front hosting the show.
Yeah. Cash only. And so, like, that means there's going to be people who don't show up.
Yeah.
So there's always like empty seats. Yeah. Not a ton, but enough to be like, that's an interesting way to do it.
Have
but
you
all
seen
right.
Eventbrite? Like, it's not that hard.
I know. And so then, but she doesn't even take cards. She won't.
I know.
People are like, hey, take a card. She's like, nope.
Oh, for like
credit card. She won't take
for
a card.
Like, for like
at the door.
Oh, the door.
Yeah.
I think
so,
that's like a meal.
Oh, no. For food and drinks. Yeah. So you got to go down to the ATM. Hey, the ATM's not working. It just ate my card.
Oh, man.
And I was like, hey, I could take a card on my reader and then give you cash. If it doesn't, whatever. Yeah. And I was like, all right. And then two people show up and they're like, yeah. And do you have reservations for the show? Ooh, no, we needed those. Yeah, it's sold out. And they're like, oh, fine. And she said the guy was pissed and like stormed off.
Yeah.
And I like was like, maybe you go, hey, because they got this bar. Right. Like,
give us 5 minutes.
You know, the show starts at 8. People don't show up all the time. Fingers crossed. But you can also hear the show from the bar, kind of.
Yeah,
so why don't you come in, grab a drink, and hang out.
Yeah,
we'll
sell
see if
some
we can
drinks
get
at the bar, whatever. What are you doing?
I don't get it.
Someone who wants to hear the show at the bar as opposed to two old alcoholics telling each other war stories.
Oh, my God. Were you there?
I've been there eight times.
Oh, I remember a photo of you with a guy like that. Or some guy. So, there's the loudest old man ever at the bar, always. And, so that's just little things like that where you're like, and then you go in, there's like four empty two tops. And you're like, well, all right.
You
whatever.
Lost money, and you lost a customer, probably, who's like, what a hassle to...
And then you said he was angry, apparently, and, anyway, so, there's things you could do, and then, you know, telling people to shut up or kicking them out, but, like, this table of three gals, her whole table was, like, 10. You're not kicking 10 people out of the front row, so...
Yeah.
There you go. That's just what you gotta deal with, and I was like, all right, well... So, so you're right. You don't get a good read on new stuff or whatever, but it's also fine. You're just kind of treading water, trying to, I don't even know what bombing, like what would be the worst? Bombing? Is that the worst? Worst, I think, would be getting in a fight with somebody in the audience.
Sure.
Which almost happened the second night. Completely nothing to do with anything I said or did. This woman was like, these two women were very loud during the whole show, and then they weren't at their seats during my first like 30 minutes, and I thought they left, which was like perfect, but their group was still there, and then they came back, and I was like, whatever, and immediately were loud again, but I just ignored, and I powered through, and they were mostly only distracting their own table, so whatever, and at one point, she's like loudly leaving to go get shots, and so I kind of did the thing of like, well, just let them leave and wait for that to happen. And they got out and I said something like, they've been a little chatty. Yeah. And people were like, yeah. And I was like, but you know, I'm sure they're nice people. And then she kind of comes back and she's like,
yeah, take it back. They're not nice people.
She's like, we're just getting shots. And my brother just graduated from a police academy. He needs to come take a shot with me. And I was like, yeah, by all means. That sounds great.
There's a tiny first class curtain behind that bar that's supposed to dampen the sound.
Oh my gosh. So he gets up and he leaves and goes to take a shot. And then I stole your line and it killed. It's so fun because we're the loud ones. And I was like, yeah, that's what I heard. And she goes, sorry. And yeah, sorry. Oh. Sorry. And I go, well, the best apology is change behavior.
Yeah.
And is it still recording
sure,
us?
Sure, should be.
And there it is. Yep. And people were like, ah!
It's a great, especially from a guy who looks like a dad. So, and,
daddy.
Because daddy is zaddy.
I have an idea of daddy jokes I think would be really funny. Like instead of dad jokes,
okay.
Like TikTok do daddy jokes and just like all dad jokes, but they're like dirty
yeah.
or like
yeah.
sex jokes.
Get anything
anyway,
going on there.
So. I had an idea today when I was shoveling shit, but I don't know why.
I got to get famous on TikTok. Exactly. I can't be doing manual
labor.
Pay
people to do this shit.
Do you have a memorable bomb story? Like,
oh yeah.
One of the worst in your career or whatever?
Yeah. First time I ever did, maybe I've told this to you or maybe on the, first time I ever did Jazz Bones. Adam, our friend, said, hey, you can come feature for me. And I said, great. And probably had 25 on the dot at the time.
Yeah.
And
with a generous audience.
Yep. And with a Medford audience, you know. And then I saw with like 10 minutes of having to tell people to shut up.
Yeah.
I think I did 13. I think I lasted 13, just sweating and forgetting jokes and I just bailed and he was like, I got it.
Did you not, you don't like to bring a list up or whatever?
At the time, what
was there
I
anything
doing?
Like,
I don't know.
Were you just bad jokes or were you, what, they
jokes
just didn't like you?
Jokes weren't good enough. Yeah. I don't think
it's a rowdy venue kind of sometimes.
I maybe heard some stories of like, you know,
getting
whatever.
Tenured.
And then the audience is, there's a decent amount of like black folks.
Yeah.
Which I think I just in my head, like, ah, they're going to hate me.
Yeah.
And Ralph goes up and kills. Oh, yeah. The guest spot was killing with like some version. And then I turn around and just stuck a this up her ass. And it was just like the dirtiest. And I can't remember if it was a sex joke. It had something to do with his ass and sex or shit or both maybe.
The
both makes sense. He's killing with that.
Yeah.
And, you know, the time I was probably like, so I teach high school, weightlifting, obviously,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
and they were probably like, what? You know,
well, I mean, yeah,
you're
obviously.
Really skinny.
That's not a surprise to us. Yeah.
And so, I just bomb. And I went outside. It was like a nice summer day. And I went on the patio. And Manny Martin had been there. Like, hey, good job, man. I was like, oh, no. He's like, yeah, well, yeah. That's what you say.
Yeah,
like, right.
Yeah. Because the thing with...
And I finally got my... Yeah. I finally came back, eventually headlined once and did like, I'd say, okay. It was the night I met Courtney, of all things.
Yeah.
And she was fun and funny and silly.
Sure.
And then some gal was from Tinder was like, are you coming to my house? And I was like, I sure am. It was very nice to meet you. I'm leaving. And then this gal from Tinder was like, gave me an address. And I was like, hey, just so you know, I'm...
Oh, was that the jail or was it...
Yeah,
the...
yeah, yeah. She sent me an address for an insane asylum.
Yeah, there you go.
And I was like, I thought you lived downtown, or I thought you lived in like whatever,
oh, it's
Seattle.
Avenue North, not South. Yeah.
And she's like, oh shit, I didn't know you were really coming. That was a address for an insane asylum. And I was like, wow. Thanks for telling me, and I guess I'll go home. She said, no, here's a new address. And I got to her house and went upstairs, and she had
the
like
police
her...
department. It's
she had a Hitachi wand on her bed, just hanging out, sitting
dildo
there.
Girl.
And I was like... And she's like, oh, yeah, I was using it. And I was like, okay.
Just prep work, you know, gotta...
And then we went and had drinks, and then went back, and good times, and yeah, she's still a friend. And
Your
all
MC
good.
Story about hearing the people go, no Carl?
Yeah.
It's reminded me of my first time on a triple run in one of the Oregon ones, Kenita.
Yeah, the Kenita.
Kenita Wild Horse Resort, maybe?
Yeah.
One of those things?
Yeah.
Just bombing, pretty bad. Heckler disrupting my timing. Me not having a comeback, being like, well, you're stupid. You showed up, you know.
Yep.
And
yep.
Then I am like 22 minutes in. And the woman at the front table leans to her friends and not quietly goes, if he doesn't get off stage soon, I'm going to come unplug the microphone. remember being like, oh shit.
I think that's worse than no car.
Yeah. And so I looked at my timer. I'm like, 8 minutes left. It's like the Bill Burr story. I'm like, come on, just power through this. And
do you consider 8 minutes soon?
Yeah. And pretty bad, pretty memorable. But then I did win a Mucka the next day, which I heard was the worst one, and I had a great set. And I was like, oh, weird. Maybe I just do well for bad shows. Like, my act is awful. Nevada. So they're like, we like bad comedy here.
Win a Mucka.
Anyway, what else? Album titles. Working on an album title. Yeah. The label likes You're Not a Wizard.
Ah.
And
I don't know. Just Not a Wizard.
Yeah. Something like that.
What
is there a stand
up? Okay. Throw some out at
so
me.
I had I mean, these are all Here for the Right Reasons.
Okay.
I like kind of like double entendre a little bit of like,
yeah, sure.
You know, I do some of that in the act, and I like multiple meanings, and I like metaphorical. That's clout chasing Katie a little bit, but also like doing comedy for the right reasons, and also like whatever. They liked the new Midnight. I don't know if that's too old and hacky for me, but. Yeah. Someone on a YouTube comment said, clever wordplay and relaxed vibes. And I was like, that's everything I'm going for. Like, thank you.
Look at all these ones I had. Okay, I'll tell you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So that's the thing about the You're Not a Wizard is it feels, and this is not a shot at you, but it feels like the collage dropout where it's like, oh, that's an obvious title.
Right.
Maybe that's too spot on.
Right.
And
mine was 100% just to try and troll Kanye.
Right, 100%. Yeah,
I shouldn't say 100%, but I mean, you know, mostly. Sure. But okay. Well, you got some more.
Well, I thought also The Bachelor, because all I do is jokes about girls and teenies and Katie and whatever. They liked Hooking You Up.
Hooking You Up,
which is the drug dealer story.
Yeah.
And then they titled the track name about Katie, the horned chick from TV, which I thought was funny. But I didn't think that was an album title.
They titled
the tracks because I just recorded this. I don't want to think about it.
All right. Okay.
Yeah,
we should talk about that in a second, too.
Sure.
The
I just did
editing,
a pass through and go clip that where I said the N-word and take this part out about the Jews and... anyway, the other thing I was thinking about is the standout track by far in terms of, I think, audience over the years is the sexy librarian joke. And so I thought, you know, if there's a way to incorporate that, but I didn't know if there's a standout track to you also. I have to dig through all your memories of repressed.
I tried to forget. Watching my but so you're trying to sort of double entendre like or whatever, but
yeah,
do you also?
But also, you know, if there's something that just fits, like
I'm trying because I know like some. You know, I'm thinking of some of the people we like or whatever, and I don't know that they all reference a joke in their title.
Right.
A lot of them don't, maybe specifically or purposely or whatever. Who knows? But
right.
What was the one I heard the other day? Funny for a Man was pretty funny. Album title I heard someone have the other day.
Funny for a White Guy, maybe kind of a thing.
Yeah. Or funny instead of
sure,
funny.
Sure. I get it.
She's funny for a woman.
Right.
He's funny for a man.
Maybe he's like, oh, I'm pretty funny for a guy.
Yeah. Well, he's trolling guys with it as opposed to trolling girls.
Yeah,
whereas
exactly.
Some people might troll women with that line. Yeah. What did I write? These are, I mean, hustle and blow. I just thought it was funny. Sub life, subbing. So, you know, sub graduate, college dropout. Has been, because I thought, I was going to write a joke about how.
You have to have been in order to be a husband.
Instead of husband, you're a you know, I'm a former has been. But I think that's a thing that's out there, so I never wrote a joke about it. And then Aubrey was always like, I like to call you my husband. Because I don't like to call you my ex-husband.
A husband is funny.
Yeah, it is funny. Wingman, optimist, human, you know, washed up. It's probably not Greg. Bachelor. Yeah, Bachelor.
Oh, funny.
Virgin, advantage, insult to injury, could care less, couldn't care less. Caught, I don't even know, dime a dozen. Yeah. I think these were just all like, yeah. Hey, I got...
Random 1 a.m. I better write this down or I'll
hard
forget.
To get. It's fun.
I thought about the one that got away, maybe. Because also like, hey, girls, you missed out. And also right. Katie and every other girl I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
And the industry doesn't care about me and right. they're going to regret it once this comes out because I'm a genius. And
so I think... almost everyone you've said, I'd say cut one of the words out, but like one that got away as opposed to the one that got away, mm-hmm. you know, one that got away. But yeah, what do I like? I got to think about it a little bit.
Okay.
But I don't know. These maybe. You're
the,
not.
The wizard one's probably not the a strong wizard. One. And then that's kind of an obvious photo shoot to just.
Sure.
Be at a school with a, you know, before the cops show up and
so like again, the right reasons.
Right.
Not a it in my mind, right, right. not a wizard.
Yeah.
New midnight, not the new midnight. You know, that's in my mind that's how you would like title an album. But yeah, okay, let me think about the tracks. So with the let me ask this though, because the video got Brent
mm-hmm.
Was like, hey, you want me to edit yours? And I was like, well, you know, what are we talking here?
You know,
and I go, probably not. I mean, the purpose would be for posting on social media for me.
Right.
He doesn't know what, like, I'm, you know.
Right.
In his mind, it sounded like he was like, yeah, between the two shows, you got yourself a whole album here.
And right.
I was like, well, it's on things already, and that's not. But
things I never. And go,
yeah,
whatever.
I would love to have. If you're willing, I'd love to have a bunch of the clips. But what are we talking? Like, do you mean like combine the good audio with the video, or is that standard? Or do you mean like
right? What is?
He's like, well, there's six cameras, and yeah. So I was like, okay, so you mean like. Just picking the best six shots,
yes,
or you know, the best shot of the six for whatever, right. I assume. But he's gonna come to my show this weekend, so we'll talk. But has he started that for you? Do you know what he means?
He told me he's like halfway through my edit,
what he's planning on doing.
And
you just trust in him, hey, yeah. Here,
I mean,
do
I
whatever.
Don't know, you know. Part of me is like, I wrote the show. Like,
uh-huh.
You're a video guy.
Sure.
Regardless of what I think I know about your talents.
Right.
Go for it.
Right.
And then once I see it, I can go,
can we do this,
you know,
instead
whatever,
of that?
Whatever.
Sure.
But also,
I always worry that, like,
you know,
they've already done all the work
cameras.
And they're like, oh, man.
You know, well,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
That's
sure.
part of the, you know.
But you're paying. Yeah.
I paid him exactly what he quoted me, and
he
said in the email, like, hey, if we can go a little lower if you need to. And I was like, no, because I want to be.
Yeah, because I want to be able
this.
To ask
yeah,
you
yeah.
to do things. Yeah.
It's
like this work on my house.
Yeah, yeah.
Please charge me a regular rate,
yeah.
not a friend rate,
right.
not a nothing
right.
rate, not a. And sure enough, the guy's.
Not a trade for some interior designing.
Oh,
yeah,
God, that's
6 years later, the floor is going to come up. And
people have been wanting my car for trades for Suzuki bike. And I don't know. No, I want less items. The whole point is to have one less item in my life and a little
you
bit
of money.
You
not a motorcycle
so,
guy?
Nah.
Are you dumping the lady? less baggage.
And more money.
All right. Baggage-wise, texting Katie, funny thing last night.
Oh yeah, okay. So I got something on this.
Okay,
that's funny. Yeah. So what did you?
Well,
so you're watching the
show.
So
first of all,
have you been watching everything? Every episode?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, is it like 2 or 3 hour long?
You
episodes?
Can DVR it now, and that's been the best
that's
invention.
Help. Okay, all right.
Because Comcast has skipped the commercial kind of thing automatically,
okay,
so that works out pretty well. But
okay,
I texted right. her. Back when The Bachelor was on, I even texted her. I'm like, this show fucking sucks, and it's so long. And she's like, don't watch it if you
yeah,
don't want
yeah,
it. And
yeah,
I was
yeah,
like, well,
yeah.
I'm rooting you on, and you know,
sure.
you're a homie, and whatever. But, yeah, it was late at night, so, you know, the thing starts at 8, and it's, whatever, 2 hours long. So I'm watching it, like, 9:30 at night,
okay.
starting it. which is blunt time a little bit for me. You know?
Sure.
And I think it makes me a little more empathetic and like a little more like thinking about my friend and thinking about whatever. Sure. And I'm like feeling these emotions. She's getting dumped on TV, yeah, kind of, because this guy. Well, I think I can say some of this stuff now. But so when we hung out back in whatever it was, March or whatever, when she got back from filming,
mm-hmm,
you know, I'm just asking her. And she's, the big complaint she had was like, she was kind of like, she didn't spoil anything, but she would be like, these fucking guys, like, stop complaining. You know what you're getting into.
Okay.
And now I'm watching this guy go, well, my son said daddy doesn't love me anymore. And,
yeah, right, right.
And I'm like, you're 2 weeks away from giving him a brother. Like, tell him to shut up and calm down and fucking hold out. Because yeah, then, yeah. So he dumps her kind of on TV because, you know, he just got sensitive. And I can't imagine also being a dad and being, sure, away for 8 weeks. But also, you know, you signed up for. Stop, yeah, complaining, yeah, a little bit. And they seem like they had a real, you know, connection.
Right.
He was crying the whole time and she was crying. She, yeah, was like yelling at everybody like, why the fuck does this? Because there have been a couple guys that have like caused issues and she's had to be like, why am I dealing with this stuff? Whatever.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, so I just thought it was funny, and I sent the photo.
But she
to
knows what she's getting into.
Sure,
too,
yeah, exactly.
Could say,
right.
But all right, okay.
Absolutely.
Especially after being on the
I
first,
mean,
you know, 100%. Whatever. But all right.
And she also said things like, "Oh, these guys don't know how to create drama, and I got to do it for them." And I'm like, it "seemed like there's plenty of stuff, but maybe she means compared to the
women
calling each other prostitutes every day." Whatever. But anyway, so I just thought
I heard
funny
that maybe,
maybe
she's a
rumor,
lady of the night.
I'm filming right now, you know. This is gonna be on national she's a whore.
Man, okay. So
anyway, I thought it was funny, and I just was going, oh man, this must suck to have to watch over and then live tweet about it and then go on Good,
yeah,
Morning America the next day and be like, hey, how did it feel when that guy tore your heart to shreds? And
so you texted,
well,
me.
I texted you first,
yeah,
and you laughed at the joke. This is my problem, is I think you're my safety. This is a previous story, too, is when I go, hey, is this funny? Or is this worth sending you a hilarious joke? You're a brilliant comedian. And then I send it.
Well, I, yeah.
So
okay.
I just sent a photo of her crying and said, oh, it's funny watching her get dumped. It must suck to have to watch this over and over again.
Right.
And you said, ha, ha, ha.
And
then
I was like, well, what's happening?
And then I thought, like,
then,
oh,
yeah, okay.
I wonder. I haven't talked to her in, like, 3 weeks and whatever, you know.
Okay.
So fired that text off. And then she just wrote, indeed it does. And I was
like,
oh, well.
That's not enough.
And there's then I,
no,
but I was
laugh
also like.
No laughy face.
Yeah,
no,
yeah. I was like, ah, shit. I realize as I drag you through it one more time. But
right,
I know,
yeah,
I also
I
know I'm not the only one texting her, and you
sure,
know,
sure, sure.
And she's a great actress, and I also think like she posted it on social media, so she's obviously not
too torn up about it, probably,
up, yeah,
but anymore. But
and she just
knows,
filmed
whatever.
The
yeah.
men tell all thing where yeah. they have to sit and talk all about it, and then
yeah.
that guy was on there going like, "I want a second chance, and I still love you." And blah, blah.
Okay,
and But anyway, she just didn't. I just go, ah, shit, I didn't mean to
she
say it like that.
She didn't give you enough, yeah.
But then she just posted it, and then I did.
Because then you replied. She posted it with your reply.
Yeah.
Which was, and now
oh,
I'm bringing,
I didn't mean, now as I drag it through
it,
yeah, now I bring it up.
Sorry,
sorry
about
that.
That.
Whatever. LOL.
Yeah,
LOL
yeah,
a
yeah.
couple times.
Yeah. So.
We're friendly. I think I'm being kind of funny. Also, if like. If we're friends and you're, she's a sassy lady and.
Yes, yes.
You know. If well, I was, if you were on TV getting ridiculed, I'd text you a screenshot of it and you'd
sure.
go, hell yeah, I'm an idiot. And
right.
Congratulations to me and, yep.
Well, yes. Yeah.
I do that with, you know, things in real life and you laugh it off and where that's just, I think that's also my sense of humor is to find a little bit of a soft spot and go,
maybe, yeah, yeah. Well, I think that because I wrote, because you sent to me her response,
yeah.
and I wrote, oh, I thought you'd soften it
yeah.
a little bit
yeah.
in the text to her, not the exact copy paste, but and then she posted it on her story.
Yeah.
and tagged you and said he's supposed to be a comedian. Okay. And she's doing that. And she's knowing that, like,
she's plugging me and kind of being like, yeah, my friend is giving me shit, maybe. And, I mean, she follows me. She messages me back once in a while and we're fine.
Yeah.
You know.
So she did. So she's, I mean, yeah, to me, if she's like, if she was like legit pissed, she just wouldn't have.
Right.
She definitely wouldn't have like tried to make a
story
fun,
about it. Yeah.
Jokey story about it. But in an effort to partially tease you, but also make her laugh, and also hopefully get a read on how she actually felt about it.
Sure.
I wrote in response to the story. I wrote, "Well, he at least he LOL'd three times at his own joke."
That's pretty funny.
And then she wrote, "Ah," and I was like, "Okay."
Okay.
I can pass she's along cool. that yeah, she's yeah, yeah. not really, like, she didn't go, yeah, I know, what an asshole.
Yeah.
She just wrote, ha, 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 and I was like, I think we're good.
Yeah.
I don't think she's really mad.
So my follow-up just, text to her was...
Oh, so you followed up. Oh, okay.
I said, oh, facepalm. And then I said, looks like I'm not the only Andrew who got away, because the guy she voted off was Andrew.
Yeah, yeah.
And she came running into the hallway and be like, stay one more week, we'll figure it out. And he was like, I want to be chosen, not... played with my heart or whatever.
Oh, goodness.
You know, whatever. And now there's all Andrew.
Quit
Bachelor.
Playing games with my yeah. He just breaks into it.
Which right. would have been interesting, because if he'd stayed one more week, if they
this
somehow...
Guy
this guy would have eliminated himself.
And then he would have...
And then it would have been a much more interesting... Because she's about to get in a fight with this other guy.
Supposedly.
Allegedly. I mean, the previews all spoil it.
Oh, okay,
you know,
okay.
So all right,
okay. We're out.
There's
okay,
a big
okay.
fight coming with one of the guys.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So maybe it would have been a much more interesting final three or final two.
If this Andrew guy stuck around.
But, whatever.
Got it, okay.
And then I said...
she replied and no...
Well, I said...
not the only
congrats
Andrew.
On
oh,
the
I see.
Bling slip, because there was a rumored... there was a photo... where she accidentally had her ring on or something like that. And so everyone was like, oh, she does get engaged at the end of the thing. And then I said, I'm going to type spoilers in every text now so I don't get posted. And then she said, ha, ha, ha.
Okay, yeah.
And then I sent her my track list. And I said, hey, can I borrow your pink outfit for a photo shoot? And she said, what pink outfit? And I was like, oh, the one in your promo. But then I forgot. I was like, oh, they take all of her clothes away.
Yeah.
She doesn't get to keep them.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I was like, this is the one I wish you would posted. I said, oh, fun season. Good job. I'm proud of you for your grace. Because this online, she's getting bullied online. Like, I said, it must be frustrating, but you're doing great. The losers never stop bickering, even after the show ends. And you never got caught up in any of it with a crown for the queen.
Yep.
Because she was on a podcast recently. And it was another Bachelor guy. And they're just, you know, they're not talking about anything entertaining because they're Bachelor people.
Okay.
But it's just fun stories. But then they just do lightning round. And the guy goes, name five countries in Africa. And she's like, ah, wow, I'm on the spot. I don't know. I'm going to mess it up. Please don't make me do this. I don't want to.
I
know countries, but I don't. I'm going to pronounce it wrong and they're going to get mad at me.
Yeah,
I don't want to.
Yeah.
They're kind of laughing it off. And he's like, all right, next question, whatever.
Okay.
But then there was a contestant on The Bachelor who was from Africa and was her roommate.
Season, yeah. Uh-huh. Okay.
And she's like, so she made a social media post that was like, oh, Katie, I'm from Ethiopia and you can't name
what
a country. Yeah. And so she obviously feels like shit. So she's posts on her story like, wow, I guess I have to address this. It was a spur of the moment. I feel so stupid, and I'm trying to learn every country now like an idiot. I'm sorry, and don't question me as an ally, I promise. So here's my bachelorette challenge. Can you name five countries in Africa?
Yeah, I mean, I was just thinking all of them right now. South Africa,
yeah.
Egypt, Chad, Chile. No, Chile.
Okay,
not.
I was gonna...
Chile is South Africa.
South
America.
America.
Should I do the one? Botswana Djibouti was always my funny joke.
Oh, okay.
Botswana Djibouti.
Oh, Botswana. The robots want
Niger
Djibouti.
Is the proper pronunciation.
Okay. All right.
Sudan, the Democratic Republic of the Congo. There's a million more. Yeah.
Yeah. That was at least like 7 or 8.
Yeah.
You're not canceled.
Keep going. But
I even gave you. I've spotted you Ethiopia, and you didn't. Take it.
Oh, Ethiopia. Sure. Yeah. I think it's in Africa, according to this woman who supposedly knows.
Yeah. But anyway, I just thought, like,
wow,
I'm proud of her for like how
Morocco
everyone tries to fucking come at her, but through the whole thing, she's been so authentic and she's been so real, and like she's just a role model in that, to be on a reality show and in this bubble of people constantly being like, you can't name 5 countries, you're an asshole, and you're racist and whatever.
Yeah, I don't. That's why I don't want to be. I don't think I want to be famous.
Well, but I've seen your act. You don't have to worry about it.
No concerns. So, for the wrong reasons. So
maybe that's the title.
What?
For the wrong reasons.
Yeah, maybe flip it. So what? Is okay. I get that they're laughing it off. I get it's a lightning round. I get it's silly, but why would you choose 5 countries? Why would you choose that?
Yeah,
it seems like
a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, to me.
Yeah,
like so. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. So then, if she just like she's saying,
right?
If she says the only perfect thing to do
Niger.
Yeah. She chooses 5 perfect ones.
Mm-hmm.
Not South Africa because there's too many white people there. Better choose Ethiopia because one of your people you roomed with was there. If you don't choose that, then you're shitty. And then 4 other whatever ones.
I mean, imagine that many people going through your
Djibouti
story.
Oh, it's so funny because it says booty in it. And you just think that's hilarious. Africa's just a joke to you. Like, what are we doing
story,
here now?
Like, nothing. No one's going to see this.
Yeah.
Whatever. But she's got to think all the way through everything.
Every single goddamn thing she writes.
But she's
handled saw her
it.
Apologizing for, like, pecking some girls on the lips. And making a, she was out with some friends and she was having a good time and there was a cheek and she said wrote something like, I don't even think it was this bad.
Proud of the gays or whatever.
It was like sometimes it's fun to be gay. I don't know. Sure. Like, basically we're girls and we're comfortable with our sexuality.
We should change this podcast name to Two Gays with Stories.
Two Gays with Stories. Ah, I gotcha. I was going to say Two's Gays is there. Yeah. So I just feel like, and then there's things, and then like, she's an empathetic person. She's very nice and she's sweet. And of course, you know, so I just wouldn't. And then some people like, men, I guess, comedian men. Some are of the like thought of like, or maybe super famous people who are untouchable. I mean, like a Trey Parker and Matt Stone. Like, can the South Park guys be canceled?
I was thinking about this actually,
like,
last night. Is
what are they gonna?
There's a Jay-Z song where he samples Tommy Lahren. And she's like, your husband was a drug dealer for 15 years. And then he raps about selling cocaine and crack for 10 minutes.
Right.
And I'm like, how is he not canceled? Like, he's admitting to selling. Is it because...
Well, certain things are okay and certain things are
because he had to do that to survive, you know? Louis C.K. had to jerk off in front of people to get off, you know? Like, that's sad. Look at this guy. That's what he has to do in order to get off.
Victim.
In order to get through life, he has to trap a woman in a doorway.
Well,
and we let Jay-Z sell crack for...
This isn't a good route to go on the podcast. Nobody's listening this deep into the podcast. But, I don't know if he... So,
that's
victim,
a bad analogy.
If we start with victimless... I mean, apparently victimless crimes in our minds, then we are like, oh, it's fine. But, like, selling drugs is clearly there's victims of drug use in
but
America.
If you're remorseful
very
and you're going, I'm the one using the drugs also and I feel bad and I had to watch my brother shoot me and I had to
and you're not you're you know I think and you're starting from a place of someone with you know, less privilege, presumably just inherently at birth.
Yeah.
Less privilege.
In a project housing.
Another level of less privilege. Yeah. Adds, you know,
in the 60s or whatever, you know, which is not like Brooklyn right now is much different.
That's true. I mean, and he, exactly. And he's, I mean, they really like him, Brooklyn, right now, Jason. And he's, he, you know, I think some people think of him as like 32 or whatever, but he's like, what, almost 50 or, So, you start, you know, you start with all that and then you're starting off from a better place. But I don't know that he would have. I don't know. I saw someone the other day make a post about, you know, a guy making a joke about sexually harassing a woman and how obnoxious and harmful that is. And I thought, I don't know the joke. I have no context at all for this. But most of sexual harassing a woman jokes I've ever heard, the vast majority, are tongue-in-cheek, ironic.
Which was the harassment. I put my tongue in her cheek and she didn't want it.
They were real tongue and ass.
Tongue and ass.
But to me, they're typically, from the men I know, and then open mic. I know there's open micers out there, people who aren't good at comedy yet, who are doing
it
terrible.
You got to forgive it some probably was, that just, you know, aren't skilled yet.
I think so, but maybe not. I don't know. But, all the ones that I've ever heard are all just like, how absurd, you know, this is insane. This is insane that someone would ever do this. Right. I mean, the ones I have a couple that I make.
For example,
a couple that I make that
I got
go,
some
like,
hate mail
clearly
that called me a woman beater because
yes,
of my
there
joke.
You go. There's a great example. It's a great example.
Am I obviously not a woman beater?
You're
women
clearly
won't get close enough for me to let them
to even
touch them.
Touch them in anyway. But okay, so then someone might argue,
right. This is a conversation I'm preparing for some reason.
Yeah, well,
because I think it'll happen down the line.
Well, it happened for me on my dry bar because the joke on my dry bar was like, you know, I recently had to punch a heckler in the face after a show, and you know what? She deserved it. And to me,
she rolled up in her wheelchair. And
oh yeah, I used to say something like that. So I. But I tried a couple times, something like that. Like
I always thought that was,
you can just roll right away. Yeah, you don't have to something like that.
Something about wheelchair.
Yeah, huh? That would have been one more layer of like clearly
absurdity.
I'm being absurd.
Yeah.
So to me, that's the thing of like it's absurd. The idea of it's also like I'm a wimp. So like it would have to be. It would have to not be a tough man.
The Jeff Dye
chance.
Joke of look at this, like a Dennis Eckersley curveball.
Ah, right.
It's not hurting anybody.
Heck. But a few people were like, oh, he says I bounced after he said he hit a woman. And then people were like, you're dumb. Like the very next line, he goes like, clearly it was an adult man. Or don't laugh for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
I say things, you know, clearly it was an adult man. It's the only way this would, you know, whatever. So,
but he acted
but
like
some people might argue like, continuing to say that, even tongue-in-cheek and ironic and absurd, that some people do that is continuing to make it sort of like, haha, men beating women is funny.
Hilarious.
For idiots.
Yes.
Yeah,
let me ask
for
you this,
audience
too.
Members who are idiots, yeah.
I have
but
an eight-minute joke
idiots,
about...
So I don't... How am I going to change?
I actually mailed myself drugs.
Right.
That's a crime that I actually did.
Right.
Now, is that more or less harmless than a joke about not even saying I beat a woman, but just almost implying, but it also, don't assume I could, maybe we banged in a rough makeout position. You know, what? I don't know.
I mean, Trevor Bauer is in an extreme amount of trouble right now
for
who knows, we don't know what exactly happened. Yeah. Sexually assaulting somebody
or potentially
rough sex.
Consensual.
It was consensual.
Yeah.
Who knows? But she's, I mean, if we're believing her, she's saying it wasn't consensual.
Right.
So, but I think there's a lot at play because there's, in terms of the legal system, the punishment is stronger and easier to prove for mailing yourself drugs.
Yeah.
Easier to prove, stronger. But in terms of people who are progressive folks in the world, so
they're
maybe woke. They don't give a shit about
harmless,
mailing any drug to yourself.
Yeah,
it didn't hurt me any. It doesn't hurt people. You didn't hurt. And But someone with privilege and power
that needs a family-owned business. You know what I mean?
I think that's probably less upset about that. You setting up a bar show physically.
10 minutes from Tacoma Comedy Club, and you're hurting the audience that comes to see you also. But
they don't like.
Yeah, I get it.
Everything
has consequences, I guess.
Yeah, I think the idea of like physically, someone with power and privilege physically hurting somebody else who doesn't have as much power or privilege or physical, maybe power.
Should I name my album? Way worse. At least that's what I told the cops.
Yeah, sure.
I mean,
that's hilarious.
I'll just say that you wrote it.
That's hilarious.
That is hilarious.
That's not the question I asked.
That is not.
I think if we're just talking through these things, obviously, because we're curious about, I mean, and then sometimes the problem with having these conversations is then it's maybe hard to have them with people who,
don't want to believe you or aren't open-minded to hearing your point of view or.
Yeah. Or just like, any resistance to the idea of anything like this is like, then that you're a piece of shit. It's like, no, I would like to understand it better so I can make the argument better when I'm called on to make the argument better or be better, whatever that people just type that on things, be better. All right. I don't know. But I think there's value in being like, but then there's also things like, I don't have to teach you this stuff. This is not my response.
As good as it gets.
It's not my response.
Album title?
Yeah, there you go.
As good as it gets.
As good as it gets. People look for the movie and be like, sure.
like you steal Kanye's album titles. Oof. Could show up in the royalties a little bit, but.
I wonder if anybody's searched for his album, spelled it wrong, and found mine. That's funny. I never even thought about that. I just thought about
how
the idea of like him being mad at me.
How ironic. That's where all your reviews come from. Man, these beats suck.
He's gotten really off the deep end. Didn't he sell tickets to an album release and didn't perform or something?
Yeah.
Something happened. Something.
Yeah, he did an album release and then it didn't release the album. He did like an album release party where he performed it. And then maybe he was like, maybe a few of these still need work.
Somebody tweeted he didn't even perform. Or something, and what an epic night! And people were like, "That's a complete scam."
No, he did I know he did perform a little bit because there was a song with Jay-Z that came out that I was like, "Oh, I gotta listen to this."
Gotcha.
But the rumor is now he's still living in the stadium. He just like hired a cook and a chef or whatever to like.
Okay.
I don't know exactly. I didn't know they had bedrooms or whatever, but he's just living. He's like. Recording the rest of the album there until it's done, something.
Oh, okay.
And someone saw him. There was a thing like, I don't know if there was a game going on or something was happening, and he was just there in the crowd with like a mask on, and people were like, "We know it's you," you know. Like,
he's just gonna come out with stand up now. Yeah.
There's this guy on TikTok that
try to do worse than mine.
Fakes credentials all the time and just shows up to random. He goes, just print this out, go to Kinko's, laminate it, fucking walk in. It's all confidence. You flash it. They don't look at you.
It's Brand Tobler right there. That's what he used to do. I wonder why that's a good TikTok.
This guy brought a camera thing and a fancy camera, and then he was like, Kim Kardashian's right behind me, and I'm on the floor watching Kanye.
Oh, insane. I got to watch that.
Something.
Well, anyway, if we rewind for just a second, I think people that are... the worst crimes right now are crimes against humanity. So,
crime against humanity. All right, we're back.
that episode was a crime against humanity. No, it's still going. I guess we could have just ended it there, but we got to sign out.
We can put this at the
beginning. Yeah.
Match it up. No one knows. It's going to be two files.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
Too bad you don't know how to edit.
Anyway, we need to talk to people who aren't privileged people. But that's the problem, I think, is what I was sort of saying, is it's tough to like talk to folks because there's an assumption that you're like, no, you have to agree with all these things 100% or else you're a piece of shit. And you're like, I might. I think I probably do. I need some help from folks who have experienced these struggles. to learn more, and then they might, then a lot of those folks go, eh, it's not my responsibility to teach you. Like, you got to figure it out on your own. And you're like, ah, all right, I'll keep trying. I'll keep doing research. And then this one person, I was reading a thread the other day about, you mentioned Africa, and it was someone who said, who tweeted, it's interesting that people in the West have zero interest in learning why COVID hasn't been a struggle or difficulty for African countries, right? And then all these people chiming in with the reasons why it has not been a problem for African countries. And then a bunch of people chiming in going, no, it has been a problem for African countries. And then a bunch of people chiming in like, just these African countries and not these African countries. And then a bunch of people chiming in like, how can we trust the numbers? Then a bunch of people chiming in going, you just assume that people in Africa lied. Isn't that showing your racism? And a bunch of people chiming in like, oh, you all think they're just like these third world countries that don't know anything and don't know how to do anything and whatever. And a bunch of people being like, oh,
I mean, Florida is not reporting numbers accurately. What are you talking about? You
think? And then a bunch of people chiming in about, well, they don't have
speaking of third
abilities to vaccinate. And they're like, oh, you just don't think they can vaccinate? And then someone from...
Yeah,
one of
the
countries going,
infrastructure
like,
in the, you know.
And then from one country, someone from one country going, yeah, we don't have great vaccination here or ability to do it. But
that's,
and then
Bill
the
Gates
idea of like
spending $8 billion on.
But then also Africa's enormous,
gigantic,
with hundreds of countries, and
but it looks
so
small on that
like,
map. Yeah. Have you ever seen the?
I do. I
the guy stacks countries on top of each other and go.
I'm not sure which. So I always had the map that was by size opposed to by, because on a flat map, it's impossible to show proper scale and shape. You have to misshape the countries to show the proper scale. So I had a map in my classroom that was the proper scale, but wrong. Obviously, it had to be Africa had to be super elongated, and like Africa is enormous, insanely big. And there's some other things that are interesting. And in general, you know, Germany was like the Mercator was the guy who made the original map, and he's German, and so Germany was like right in the center. And so there's nothing about, you can flip the map upside down, and it's still the world. Like, there's no, and people go, well, yeah, because north is up. No, we just decided that. That's not it. North isn't up. We decided it was up. South could have been up. There's no down.
Time is
there's
a
no
social
down
construct,
up.
Man.
And
are you smoking
sure
trees?
Enough,
is this your blunt time?
But like, sure enough, like all of the countries were people who happened to be, you know, all but
well, this
happened
is,
to be
this wasn't America. Christopher
brown
Columbus just decided it was.
Or on the bottom. Yeah. Well, and Louis' joke's great. Louis C.K.'s joke's great. Oh, whatever, rest in peace. But he, I don't know what he's doing. But
he's opening for Joe List.
His also, it's
he's
also wrong.
To,
they didn't think it was in
somewhere.
Yeah, yeah. They didn't think it was India. They thought it was the West Indies, and that's why they called them Indians, not India. But it's whatever. It's fine. But everybody thinks they thought it was India because they were going
right
anyway.
India is south, bro. You got you missed a turn if you're coming from England.
Well, they thought
or
so
Spain
the,
or whatever.
The thought because everybody used to go to Asia through by land and water,
right,
going east.
Right.
Silk Trade route, and
that's
then there
where
was middlemen.
Yeah.
There was middlemen in Turkey, and it was like, let's cut off all these middlemen and just get there on our own. Go straight west. They went west, not knowing that this entire huge continent existed. Two continents now, but it's really just one because it's like all connected. But whatever.
Well, we
so,
cut it in half.
Yeah, we put a canal
Suez
in there.
Suez.
And so yeah, so they just hit it, and they're like, oh, I think we're in the. We're in Asia. I think they knew it was in India. Yeah, whatever. Ah, you're Indians.
Close enough.
Great line. So, anyways, but yeah, we just need help from, you know, to learn. And so I'm reading this thread, and I'm honest, this happens to me a lot on Twitter where I don't get the point or the joke because I don't know the social, like, I don't know the, like, TV show that's being referenced or the thing that's being, I'm like, I don't know what's going on right now. Like, I don't get this joke. Like, people go, because a lot of tweets are like, oh my God, or no way, or this is crazy.
Yeah,
and then they show it, and then I'm like, I don't know what's happening here because I don't get the
context.
They're
having a live conversation about something that's watched on television.
Right, or it's a new, or it's a new,
or
like,
a sporting game
reference
or
to
whatever.
Some like, you know, slang that I don't know the slang
sure,
words.
There's stuff
or
like,
the,
happens
to me all the time.
There's like Seahawks Twitter, which is like, if you follow enough of the guys that tweet only about the Seahawks, like, there are certain jokes that are just inside jokes in that community.
But when they get 300,000 likes, I'm like, I think I should get this, but I don't. And that's upsetting to me. So this is an example not of a joke, but of a guy making a tweet and then all these people replying. And I just wanted to go to the guy like, yeah, fill us in. What do you think the reason is that the West doesn't care about that? And then, like, I could presume what you think the reason is that, but that's the whole problem is that is a guy like me is making some assumptions without knowledge or enough knowledge. And because I could go, oh, you think it's a level of racism. I get that. And because the next tweet, because the reply tweet on his own was, yeah, it's interesting. They only ever talk about South Africa. I wonder why. And I go, okay, I totally get where you're going here. But what is it not a problem? There's been 5 or 6 leaders of countries who have died in Africa, supposedly from COVID. But there's people who conspiracy think it's not that. They think they were the people that stood up against COVID restrictions. And so they think, and then someone tweeted, yeah, that makes much more sense that some dudes in their 50s and 60s didn't die from a deadly virus. Instead, there's some World Health Organization band of like assassins out killing them.
Yeah.
And which made me kind of chuckle and also like, yeah, that doesn't really sound right to me. But then there's a bunch of people who think they are just a coincidence. I don't think so. It's all like insane. But there is a thing of like, oh yeah, I know nothing about Africa with regards to COVID. I have zero knowledge. Mm-hmm. And then there were people posting articles like, oh, you need to get your facts straight there, buddy. It's been pretty bad. And then he goes, this proves all my points, this article you just posted. And I'm like, ah, shit, now I got to read this article. And then I just turned on Succession. Have you watched that? Pretty good. It's good stuff.
But
it's very dry and whatever.
British guy. I don't even know if he's actually like a scientist, but he just has a British accent. So. He's got like 1 million subscribers. He's been tweeting about diseases for like 6 years. And Dr. John Campbell. Anyway, he comes out with numbers.
Dr. Richard Campbell.
He actually, maybe 2-3 weeks ago, was like, I think we have evidence that COVID happened a year before we think it did.
Oh, man.
And it just took that long to become this viral of a disease, which is why... This is kind of his theory. Is like, this is why everyone thinks it came from a lab, is because it immediately was this super disease. And there was no trace of it evolving. And it's like, well, I think we maybe
now
missed
we have evidence
some,
that we, I think we missed, maybe it was evolving.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, man. So anyway, I don't know anything about it. I know nothing about nothing. But that's why I think we need help from people that know a lot about stuff or have experienced
Sort of the problem with the internet is the death of expertise, almost. But then could we trust the experts back then even? I mean, the so-called
experts.
Brian Williams was saying WMDs and whatever. And
Yeah.
You know, now we're finally pulling out of Iraq and Afghanistan after we made a baby 20 years later. Just like a deadbeat dad. We're like, you're 18. You're on your own now. I don't know. Crazy. Well, come see us. We'll solve all the world's problems.
With
Kirkland.
Jokes.
August 6th. We're about half full. Which is exciting. My goal is 300 out of 400. That'll make a nice little payday for all of us. And 3/4 full is fun.
Yeah, that'd be a great show. that's pretty much it for me.
The Everett thing where it's going to be all last minute sales or if it's slow and steady, but we've broken even, so I'm okay with whatever happens.
Oh, man. I made 8 or 9 events for Brad Upton and 8 or 9 ads for him at his house and had a beer and had a great time. And then yesterday he goes, oh, my God, one of them was made for $1,000 per day.
Oh,
I was
Jesus
like, God,
Christ.
Jeez, I'm sorry.
Holy shit.
And I go, when did you catch it? And he goes, at $150 today.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, thank God.
That's so shit.
So I hustled on and I fixed it. And I was like, he's like, it really got some attention. He's like, also Portland is $1,000 a day. And I was like, oh, my God, I was moving pretty fast.
Were you doing $1,000 lifetime?
I was trying to,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Anyhow.
Spending some cake over there.
Well, yeah, he's, I was nervous. I was like, I can't guarantee anything
right,
here.
Right, right.
But we did the math on what it would, you know, how many tickets he would need to sell in all these places
right.
to make it worth the value of the mm-hmm. And I was like, but we'll keep an eye on it and we'll cut
yeah.
things off.
Okay.
Or we'll.
Well, I want to chat more about that off air and see what his numbers look like. And
I'm at Laughs in Seattle this Friday and Saturday, July 30th and 31st.
I'll be hanging out.
So come on out.
I texted. Never mind.
All right.
More off air
stories.
Thanks,
everybody. Well, next week maybe we'll do jokes again. Maybe not.
I have started working on a script, but
great.
It's
we'll do
all
jokes next
garbage,
week.
So,
bye, everybody.
Bye.